Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Welcome and good evening, God-fearing, liberty-loving patriots. Welcome to episode 23-34, the 34th podcast, the Radio Free Redoubt Sunday night podcast for 2023. And there's so much going on in the world. It's been a pretty busy day, but there are some things that I wanted to hit on. We're going to do three segments tonight. Some of the news and commentary ties in loosely with segment two that I want to cover some topics about the potential threat that's lying out there that is almost palpable. You can feel like right now it's the calm before the storm for the U.S. Unless you're living in one of the major cities where we're seeing a lot of pro-Hamas, pro-Palestinian type of activity taking place. Right on the heels, of course, perfect timing, right? Just coincidental that there was a mass shooting in Maine that left at least 18 people dead, 40, 50 people injured, and calls for gun control. And I'm going to address that. And I've spoken on this before, but it just bears reminding because of this very real emerging threat that we have like flying up right in our faces. So these are the times that try men's souls, right? But first, let's get into the news and commentary. The news and commentary brought to you by Prepping 2.0, the podcast there with the author Glenn Tate and his wife Shelby Gallagher. Both authors. He's the author of the 299 Days book series, and she's the author of a three-book series, A Great State. And they're helping folks getting their preps taken to the next level, so check them out. First off, this comes from the Czech Defense Minister, Jana Cernochova. I love this. Listen to this. This is what the United States needs to be saying. Of course, the United States at the top levels completely lost their heads, but she's calling for the Czech Republic to leave the UN for supporting terrorism. This is her quote. 3 weeks ago, Hamas murdered over 1,400 Israelis, more victims for their population than Al-Qaeda murdered in the U.S. on 9/11. And only 14 countries, including ours, she's talking about the Czech Republic, have spoken out clearly against this unprecedented terrorist attack. I'm ashamed of the UN. Czech Republic has no place in an organization that cheers on terrorists and does not respect the fundamental right to self-defense. Let's get out. Very interesting, too. At the same time this week, Russia and China vetoed the U.S. drafted United Nothing Security Council resolution on Israel and Gaza. And what they vetoed would have condemned this resolution, condemned Hamas, and supported Israel's right to self-defense. And Russia and China vetoed that. And by the way, the same week that Defense Minister Shoigu, Russia, says we are to start training on nuclear strike. Now, in the news outlets, they're saying a retaliatory strike. But retaliatory for what? For nuclear strike? Because these guys have a first strike policy. Historically, they have. So why would they? Why would this be a retaliatory strike? Anyway, things are, like I said, they're heating up. Oh, And the UN's calls for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza, denied. Israel is there busting heads and taking names on the terrorist stronghold. And, of course, Iran is stirring things up. And striking, actually striking the United States military bases in Iraq and Syria. I got more on that in just a minute. But from airandspaceforces.com, U.S. has carried out airstrikes in Syria in response to the Iran militia attacks. The U.S. carried out airstrikes against two facilities in eastern Syria used by Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps and militias that they support, the Pentagon announced October 26th this week. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin said, "The narrowly tailored strikes were intended to respond to a series of attacks against American forces in Iraq and Syria by Iranian-backed militias." He said, "Iran wants to hide its hand and deny its role in these attacks against our forces. We will not let them. If attacks by Iran's proxies against U.S. forces continue, we will not hesitate to take further necessary measures to protect our people." What that means exactly, we don't know. But there's a reason, I imagine, why there is such a huge buildup of U.S. military forces in that area. And largely, that's going to be to protect our troops that are in the area. We'll see how that comes out. And, of course, from the imposter-in-chief, the Biden administration is concerned. Listen to this. This is from the New York Times. The gall. I mean, what an absolute clown show this is. The Biden administration is concerned that Israel lacks achievable military objectives in Gaza. Seriously? How about Somalia, Afghanistan, Iraq, Ukraine? Anybody else see a pattern of people not having an achievable military objective in their operations? I think Israel is going to be just fine in setting achievable military objectives. They're fighting like they want to win. Unlike the absolute absurd things that we've gotten involved in, the loss of so much American blood senselessly, needlessly. And from the what could possibly go wrong in the circus clown show portion of the news, from the post-millennial, President Biden the head of the regime, Biden, is expected to sign an executive order this coming week that will, in part, call on federal agencies to assess how they can better utilize artificial intelligence in their day-to-day operations. That's right. This marks yet another step in the administration's or the regime's push to adopt the controversial and rapidly advancing technology in more and more sectors of the government and the lives of its citizens. Absolutely absurd. Absurd. From Police Frequency, the New York Supreme Court has reinstated all employees fired for being unvaccinated and orders their back pay. Of course, I call that a good start. The state Supreme Court found that being vaccinated does not stop the spread of COVID-19. You think? Virologists have been saying that since day one. You allowed them to fire people. And just back pay, is that enough? How about accountability for the people that have tyrannized their citizens? And as the commentator on, or the poster at Police Frequency stated, just never listen to these fools again, because there's not going to be any accountability. Anyway, let's take a break. Come back with segment two coming right up. They want to disarm us because another shooting. More people were locked down, fearful for their lives, trembling and scared, waiting for the police to tell them it was okay to come back out. But there's some lessons learned here in the last few weeks that I think we can walk away from. I don't think it'll take much convincing of this listening audience, but it is good to reinforce these things. So stick around. We'll be back with segment two right after this.
Never give in. Never give in. Never, never, never. In nothing, great or small, large or petty, never give in except to convictions of honor and good sense. Never yield to force. Never yield to the apparently overwhelming might of the enemy.
Never, ever, ever give up. Don't give in, don't back down, and never stop doing what you know is right. Nothing worth doing ever, ever, ever came easy. And the more righteous your fight, the more opposition that you will face.
Are you prepared to defend yourself in the dark? A weapon light helps you identify and even deter threats in low light. But it can be difficult to find a secure and comfortable holster. At Works, we design and build holsters for Glock and Sig Sauer pistols with lights. Our precision fit holsters will help you carry with confidence so you're ready to defend yourself day and night. Go to worksholsters.com. Find your gun and light in our holster finder, select your preferred carry style, and order your holster today.
Welcome back to segment two of Radio Free Redoubt, Sunday Night Podcast, episode 23-34. 29th October already. Wow, we're less than 2 months away or 8 weeks away from Christmas. And Lady Liberty and I were discussing that, and it's just insane how fast the time is flying and accelerating. So let's take a look at this active shooter situation that took place last Wednesday. There are all the articles interviewing the people in the community. It was terrifying. Maine residents describe their lockdown after the shootings. The gunman was still on the loose. Of course, when this article came out, police warned residents to shelter in place in their homes and businesses. An immediate lockdown went into effect for residents of Lewiston, Maine, as the shooter, who had just murdered nearly two dozen people in a bowling alley and restaurant, was on the loose. Schools were closed, stores and businesses closed. And the state police said there is an active shooter situation in the city of Lewiston. They put this out on their Facebook, and they told them to stay off the roads, shelter in place, and stay inside their homes with doors locked. This guy they interviewed, who works at a convenience store, Muhammad Akhtar, said that it felt tense in the store on Friday afternoon. He said, "Everyone comes to me kind of scared. Now people are running out of their home supplies. When they come here, they're buying a lot of stuff because they think this thing might linger on for maybe a week. Something needs to be done because this is just getting out of control," this another person said. "It's just really scary having constant threats of gun violence." Yeah. Well, the solution to that is to shoot back. Now, I have been talking for quite some time, actually the last couple of years, several years, but just recently brought back up the topic of sleeper cells. We have Chinese military intelligence operative saboteurs, assassins, advanced party personnel that have been known to have ties to the Chinese Communist Party, who are flooding across our border. Military intelligence indicates that they're from their special forces units of the Chinese Communist Party Army. That's one component. The second component, we've had 75,000 Islamic jihadists come into the United States just in the last, 90 days or the first part of the fiscal year. It was a staggering amount, not to mention those that have already come here. In Russia right now, they are hunting for Jews. They are hunting for Jews in malls and at a hotel and the airport. hundreds and hundreds of people flooding onto the tarmac on word that a flight of Jews was coming from Israel and was going to be landing in, Dagestan, Russia? And it was all the police could do to hold them back. But there are now signs up all over the place saying, no Jews allowed. We won't rent to Jews. Jews not welcome here. This is like 1936 Germany. It's crazy, but it's not just Russia. It's in multiple places around the world. And around the world, we're seeing huge, huge demonstrations of tens of thousands. One in London, 100,000 people demonstrating. Now, the left, or the globalists and the Hamas sympathizers, are saying, look, Denmark turns out in support of Palestine. Look, Sweden turns out in support of Palestine. This is not Denmark showing up to support Palestine. That's not Sweden. It's not England. It's all of the Muslims who have been infiltrating and invading those countries who are now flooding and filling the streets. And in the United States, in Los Angeles, in Chicago, in Minneapolis, Florida, all over the country, in large cities, these huge demonstrations. Now they're saying, we don't support terrorism. We support the Palestinian state. Palestinians are not all terrorists, right? Well, there are some that are not terrorists, but we saw the streets packed with Palestinians, men, women, and children, passing treats out to each other, dancing in the streets, honking their horns, and celebrating every time Hamas carries out a terrorist attack, including the October 7th terrorist attacks. But let's say, okay, not all of them are. Hamas is the terrorist, not all Palestinians. Fine. Gaza and the West Bank and the Golan Heights are Hamas and Hezbollah strongholds. They have to be rooted out. But while the academia, your professor, college professor, marching in a pro-Palestinian march, waving a Palestinian flag, is trying to say, we don't support terrorism, we don't support Hamas, we're not saying that, we support the Palestinians and their right to exist and against apartheid and yada yada, all the talking points, all the communist talking points. But you look in the crowds, and we are seeing, they say, and they're marching side by side with them. We are seeing Al-Qaeda flags, ISIS flags, and Hamas flags in these marches that these people are walking side by side with, claiming that they don't support terrorism, they just support the Palestinians' cause. If you supported people being free from oppression and you were marching side by side with Nazis, would you continue marching with them? No, you'd separate from them. You'd say, I don't want to be seen in the same picture with this person. I don't want to be walking down the street with this person. I don't want to be in the same parade with this person. So to say that you are going to march side by side with terrorists but you don't support terrorism, you just support the Palestinians, but you're going to walk in the same parade with people that are waving ISIS and Al-Qaeda flags and Taliban flags, Hamas flags, you're a liar. So back to the sleeper cell issue. And there are two components to this. One is the zombie mob. And secondly, are your mobilized terrorist cells. And we know that there are active Hezbollah and Hamas in the United States. Now, to what degree and when they get their orders or how, we don't know. But like I said, this is like the calm before the storm. I'm convinced that we are this is like the week before October 7th in Israel, when all just seemed well in the world. You know, there were some skirmishes here and there. There was some rockets being thrown around here and there, but they intercept them. People can go about their lives normal. Then suddenly this hits, totally blindsides the country, like 9/11 did to us. And I really believe that there is, we have that in our future. We're going to wake up one day and everything's going to be absolutely, completely undone and chaotic. Now, I want you to think about something. I know there was this sniper in the 90s that was randomly killing people. He had Muslim ties. His name was Malvo. And I can't remember how many people he killed. I meant to pull that up. It paralyzed this community. What was it? St. Louis or some place? I can't remember where it was. I mean, it just about paralyzed the whole community to get gas. I mean, people were getting shot in the head from, you know, long distances away while they're pumping gas. Gas stations were hanging huge blue tarps around their gas pumps so people could stop and get gas without worrying about being in the crosshairs from somebody, 200 yards away. Well, this active shooter, a lot of them, they commit suicide right away. By the way, this is very suspicious. They found the shooter committed suicide, found in a dumpster with two gunshots to the head. So now another report backpedaled and said, no, it was just a single gunshot, but we're investigating suspicious circumstances, that kind of thing. So I don't know. There's obviously more to the story. At this point right now, it seems there's more to the story, but that's not the point. The point is, in one community, one man was on the loose who went on a shooting spree. He went operational. The voices in his head, according to people that knew him, was saying he was hearing voices in his head. And this entire community is locked down, and multiple reports of citizens saying that they were quivering, they were scared, they were hiding in their homes, the doors were locked, they were frightened. They were running out of supplies at home. They'd make a mad dash to the store, and mad dash back home, and lock everything up and close the windows for days. They were terrified. Now, imagine if 75,000 jihadis go operational in small towns, big cities, two-man teams, lone wolves, five-man teams, ambushing police, responding to the calls, and they are randomly going around just killing anybody and everybody they can. Like, like in southern Israel on October 7th. But they had 1,000 to 1,500 operatives. Can you imagine 75,000 of these guys? And there's at least that many. That's just how many jihadis have come in recently. They could have 100,000. Look, London had 100,000 people showing up waving Palestinian, Al-Qaeda, ISIS, and other flags. And there are thousands and hundreds, depending on the location, of supporters. How many of these operatives are not out there marching in parades? They're loading magazines. And this comes at a time. Imagine what that would do to this country when people were being gunned down randomly in small and large towns across the country, and the type of attacks being carried out. Now, this is much more heavily armed in the United States. But, you know, in the wake of this, the Susan Collins, a senator from Maine, basically now she's calling for, she's opposed to a full assault weapons ban, but she wants to support a high-capacity magazine ban. This Democrat, Jared Golden, says, "The time has come for me to take responsibility for this failure after the shooter killed 18 people in the state. Now he's going to switch positions and get behind an assault rifle ban." And speaking at a campaign fundraiser last just Friday night, Biden said, "Who the hell needs an assault weapon that can hold, in some cases, up to 100 rounds, NBC News reported. So he's calling for, you know, more, reiterating his calls for bans on assault weapons. Who needs something that can hold up to 100 rounds? Well, I'll give you an example. In light of what's happening and how close we are to either Chinese or jihadists or both going operational at the same time, the havoc that could be unleashed in this country, why do you need a combat rifle and why do you need high-capacity magazines? I'll tell you why. Igor Pivniv. Igor Pivniv lives in Moshav Yated, close by the Gaza border, and works as a police officer. He's a young man. He's like 24, 25 years old. On the morning of October 7th, he was at work when his wife messaged to say that she heard gunfire and she was scared for the three children. Igor jumped in his car and heard on the radio that many Israeli communities had fallen to Hamas. On the road, he spotted an ambush set up by terrorists. He took them by surprise and shot them. He then came across a car full of terrorists shooting at civilians and took them out. When he spotted yet another group of terrorists on a hill, he snuck behind them and neutralized them. Igor was then able to continue to Moshav Yated and get his family, and once he saw that they were safe, he gathered a band of community members to defend their village. Community members equals civilians. Citizens. Once he saw his own family was safe, he gathered a band of fellow citizens from the community there that he lives in to defend their village until the army arrived hours later. Thanks to Igor, not a single person in his village was killed. That is why we have combat rifles. That is why we have standard capacity, 30 rounds, and high capacity, 100 or 250 rounds of ammunition. Law-abiding, moral citizens must be armed in this day and age. Those of us who did not commit any crimes or murder anybody, who are responsible and moral, cannot allow ourselves to be disarmed. The answer to the bureaucrats? No. The answer is no. At a time, at any other time in the world, when we must be armed to the teeth, this is it. Because we know that you're not going to come to our aid when our family is surrounded or we've got jihadists or who knows what else going up and down our streets, kicking in doors and executing people, raping people, and pulling children apart and beheading people. We're not going to allow it. It's not going to happen. So focus on something else, budgets for potholes or something else, because that's just some area that you're not going to go. All right, Lady Liberty coming up, segment 3. When we come back, you guys stay frosty, look alive. Be safe out there. Have your head on a swivel, however you want to put it. Be alert. Segment 3, right after this. This is Radio Free Redoubt.
Politician, praise. This is Chris Walsh of Revolutionary Realty in North Idaho. We've developed springs, installed solar and wind power, installed root cellars, solar hot water heaters, all documented on our website, free for public use. Our articles are fully documented, full-page photos and drawings detailing each endeavor. Take a look at our off-grid information on our website, www.revrealty.us. Again, that's www.revrealty.us. When you're looking for property in North Idaho, call a revolutionary, 208-667-1776.
Therefore, propaganda is vastly more important in democratic societies.
In recognizing a communist, physical appearance counts for nothing. If he openly declares himself to be a communist, we take his word for it. If a person consistently reads and advocates the views expressed in a communist publication, he may be a communist. If a person supports organizations which reflect communist teachings, or organizations labeled communist by the Department of Justice, she may be a communist. If a person defends the activities of communist nations while consistently attacking the domestic and foreign policy of the United States, she may be a communist. If a person does all these things over a period of time, he must be a communist. But there are other communists who don't show their real faces, who work more silently.
Welcome back, Patriots, to the third and final segment for episode 23-34. And in the studio now, I'm joined by Lady Liberty. Good evening, Lady Liberty.
Good evening to you, and good evening, everyone out there. Well, I'll tell you what, you have nailed every point right on the head, I'd have to say, especially with the 76,000 recent illegal immigrants that are highly, extremely dangerous now, coming into this nation.
You had pulled that up. Do you recall what the time, within the time frame, was that this year or was
that? September.
Oh my gosh.
And that was actually in the month of September is how many that was attributed to. And so that's staggering. But let's not forget, first of all, the state of Michigan.
Oh, I know.
You know, let's. Yes. That is almost. That's almost strictly Muslim territory there now.
Well, I think Michigan is a suburb of Gaza.
Right.
If
yeah.
I'm not mistaken. Yes. I'd have to double check.
Yeah, it's just right across the fence. Right. And so, you know, we can't forget what happened when the 44th president, who shall not be named, was in office, and all of those people that he caused to come over here at that time. And there were millions that came over here at that time.
That's right.
And so this is how we have people like Rashida Tlaib. This is how we have other different people, various people in Congress that are representing, the Muslim sector. And well, that's what they're known for. That's what they do. And that's how they take over. They seek elected offices as soon as they get to whichever nation they're going.
Hijra. It is conquest by immigration.
Yeah. That's right. Yep. And so, you know, they are already here and well established. They pretty much know the ropes, you know, and so then having all of, another 12 million people undocumented coming through our border, just, people, however many gotaways or how many people just walked through totally undetected because they went through some wilderness area, however many million of those people did that, it's hard to say.
What was stunning to me was seeing all the footage out of Russia showing mobs of hundreds and hundreds of people swarming the airport, a hotel, buses that they thought Jews were. And they got a hold of a guy and they said, "You're Jewish." He's like, "No, I'm from Kazakhstan." Right. "No, you're Jewish." And I think he got out of it, but they were ready to rip him to pieces.
Well, exactly. And what the heck is Russia doing allowing that? That is stunning to me. Well, this whole thing is stunning. This whole anti-Jewish sentiment suddenly raising its ugly head when, you know, the Nazis were the last ones that did that. And so now right. They're being surpassed by the Muslims, you know, that's
well, and their hostility is not just directed at Jews now. Now it's shifting to, obviously Jews, they hate Jews, they're hunting Jews, they're beating people up, but now it's shifting to anyone who supports the Jews or Israel.
Right.
Right. And it's kind of like with BLM and Antifa, anybody wearing a Trump hat was fair game.
Right.
They didn't know anything about you or anything like that, but they'd, you know, run people down and just beat them to a bloody pulp. And people have been killed, in fact. And so now it's shifting. It's not just the Jews. Now it's anybody who supports Israel.
Right.
And Amir, I absolutely agree. It's a matter of time before this comes to our doorstep, like Netanyahu said, for the Western world, including America. And it's a matter of time before they start going after Christians as well, like they are going after Jews.
Well,
now.
Exactly. And especially in light of the fact that all of the pro-Palestinian demonstrations are happening around the world at an alarming rate right now. For instance, there was a huge demonstration, almost a million people that were in this pro-Palestinian demonstration in France, a million of them. And as we know, France has already been overrun by the Muslims.
They're gone.
And this is what they get, you know, for openly welcoming them there. And that's going on in France. It's going on in Poland. It's going on in Birmingham, England. There is just that lynch mob in Dagestan, Russia. And we're in the same boat. We didn't welcome them here.
That's right.
They've just flooded across our
border.
They were
shoved right into our laps.
That's right. So you know, this is, I think you're exactly right. And Amir Sarfati is a little bit short-sighted. They are already on our doorstep. They're just basically waiting for the go-ahead. And so, you know, just like you're also saying, China as well. And yet we're watching both Russia and China hang back and let all of their allies use all their resources first.
Yes.
And go into wherever they want to eventually be themselves. But why not exhaust all your allies' stuff before you have to use your own?
Exactly.
And so I very, very much suspect that the same thing is going to be happening here, short of the hand of God keeping everything peaceful as it, you know, at least as peaceful as it is right now in our nation.
Right.
And so, you know, it's just strictly a matter of time, because we're watching this Chinese tactic, and we've got the Muslims here, and we've also got the Chinese special ops already here. Not to mention however many of their military are already in, you know, sleeper cells around our whole nation.
Yeah.
And so
I've been talking about sleeper cells for years.
Yep.
And just now in the last, say, week, it's gone mainstream. Now you're hearing all the pundits say it, you know, Fox News or even your other slipstream media, your legacy media, are starting to use the term sleeper cells.
Right.
And they're concerned about it. And of course, you know, well, it's like this meme that I just received. We're not going to call it conspiracy theory anymore. From now on, it's spoiler alert.
Yeah, exactly.
And because it's, you know, what was yesterday's conspiracy theory is today's headlines.
Right. And, you know, plus all of the mockery, the conspiracy theorist mockery that we've been on the receiving end of for, you know, 16, 17, 18 years now. I just have to say that mockery from perverted society means absolutely nothing.
No, nope.
Absolutely nothing. Who cares? Who cares if a child molesting society wants to call you names.
Oh, I agree. That's you know? Who cares what a communist thinks about you?
Exactly. That's just, that's crazy. Well, to give it the time of day is crazy. To even acknowledge it, you know, good grief, just keep looking the other direction. They don't even deserve your attention. And right. So there's something else interesting that happened. There were thousands of Israeli military reservists and former soldiers living in New York City that have now packed up their bags to go join the fight against the terrorists, and they are intent on wiping the Hamas out and going over there and helping. And so I, you know, three cheers for them, I'd have to say, because if, you know, if I was an Israeli and I was living over here, I would most certainly want to go back and help.
Absolutely.
And so,
and they're pouring in. They're pouring in by the thousands into Israel, Jews that are, you know, living around the world.
Yep.
And it was it last week you and I hit on a story. There was this wealthy Jewish man at the airport who was offering to pay any U.S. or any Israeli soldier who was trying to get back home, he would pay for their plane ticket.
Right.
And he paid for like 1,500 plane tickets.
Yes.
And unbelievable.
That's fantastic. You know, well, and considering how much money certain Jewish people in our society have been giving to all of these now pro-Palestinian universities. I mean,
they're yanking their funding.
Yes, they are. And thank goodness, because these people were donating millions of dollars each year to each of these universities. And now that they've gone pro-Hamas, I went, oh, too bad for you. Not anymore. Yep.
That's so right.
That was a very, very expensive move.
That's right. Talk to George Soros for your funding.
Yeah.
Cutting you off.
That's right. Well, and another interesting statement was made about how many, you know, if I was basically the United Nations, or if I was going to run the whole world, you know, if I was going to be China, right?
Right.
If I was Xi, I would say, first of all, before I go out on the playing field, I want to know what the resources look like. How many military are actually active out there, right? Well, it turns out that today, globally, there are 21 million people total in all of the world's militaries, active duty. 21 million. China has 2.4 million. India has 1.4 million. America has 1.3 million. North Korea has 1.1 million.
Wow.
And Russia has just 900,000. And so, but that only adds up to 7.5 million active duty military. And that leaves 13.5 million other militants around the world. And so that's why I'm pointing out that China and Russia are very happy to use all of their allies' resources first.
Oh, right,
all these other smaller nations, gosh, there's 13.5 million soldiers at their disposal.
Yeah.
You know,
save
their own.
The Belt and Roads Initiative.
That's right.
China getting all these South African and South American countries and
everybody else
to, you know, allow them to have ports. And
right. And I have to speculate, well, we just got 12 million of them across our southern border.
Right.
You know, and that's probably, you know, not too far off the truth.
Something tells me China is fudging on their numbers. I think they have more than 2.4 million, maybe officially, but.
Right. Man. Well, and to think that we've got 1.3 million in America.
And they can't recruit.
And they can't recruit anymore.
They can't hold anybody.
The people they do recruit have such weak bones, they barely can even make it through basic training because they've done nothing their whole lives but sit there on the couch and stare at their phones.
Yeah.
They're not physically strong. Their bones are even weak. Their bones fracture in basic training, apparently, which is staggering to think about. And also, like you were pointing out that, okay, everybody, arm up because we're it. You know, I mean, if we're looking at 1.3 million military, even if the left suddenly was willing to let our military defend our nation, which they're not going to do because this is a communist coup, that basically puts it all on us. But hey, we're the 80 million sector.
Yes, you know? That's a big army.
We are the 80 million sector, heavily, heavily armed to the teeth.
Yeah, now if we could just get organized, get patriots to stop squabbling and get some leadership in place.
That's right.
It could actually be effective.
Well, one last thing on that note, speaking of leadership and good leadership at that, we all know that new Speaker of the House, Representative Mike Johnson from Louisiana, is turning out to be one breath of fresh air.
Yeah.
Let me tell you
he
what.
Really is.
Oh, yep. My gosh. I had no idea who this person was until suddenly he's Speaker. But, well, like Newt Gingrich said, he expressed confidence about his ability to lead the razor-thin Republican majority of 221 Republicans versus the 212 House Communists. And yeah. So it's a very thin margin, but he says at the same time, among the conservatives, there's a huge consensus that Representative Mike Johnson is very reliable, very smart, and deeply personally conservative. He's shown an ability to calmly and quietly rise in the system without leaving any scars and without making any enemies. And so this is one of his many attributes. It also turns out that this guy could very well be an answer to prayers for quite a few of us out here. It says here that prior to his political career, Mr. Johnson was the first member of his family to graduate from college with a bachelor's in business admin from LSU in 1995 and a law degree from LSU's Paul Herbert Law Center in 1998. He was elected president of the Christian Legal Society at LSU and subsequently became a successful constitutional law litigator. So he's a constitutional attorney. Hooray!
Good.
And it says here, following the speakership decision, Kelly Shackelford, president, CEO, and chief counsel for the Plano, Texas-based First Liberty Institute, said of his former FLI litigator that Mike is a fantastic constitutional attorney and passionate advocate for religious liberty.
Excellent.
Mr. Johnson also spent time as a senior counsel for the Alliance Defending Freedom, which, like FLI, is a public interest law firm devoted to defending the First Amendment religious freedoms.
Excellent.
So that is absolutely outstanding.
Once again, his scorecard just keeps looking better and better.
Oh, my gosh. And so, you know, let me just read to you what he said upon his acceptance of winning the speakership. He says, "I want to tell all my colleagues here what I told the Republicans in that room last night. I don't believe there are any coincidences in a matter like this. I believe that Scripture, the Bible, is very clear that God is the one that raises up those in authority. He raised up each of you, all of us, and I believe that God has allowed and ordained each and every one of us to be here at this specific moment," the Louisiana Republican said. "This is my belief. I believe that each one of us has a huge responsibility today to use the gifts God has given us to serve the extraordinary people of this great nation, and they deserve it." So,
excellent.
Right as we are in desperate need of somebody with a head sitting straight on their shoulders and able to use common sense and actually act upon it as well.
A Christian patriot in that position. Wow.
That is truly, I think that has to be a modern miracle.
No kidding.
he has no enemies and he got the overwhelming vote.
Wow. Well, he's there now, so it's hard to unseat somebody like that as long as they can hold the majority. Yeah.
That's right.
Well, good. Well, thank you for that little ending note of encouragement
for the
show tonight.
That's really right. Good. And plus, first thing he did was said that he is going to, well, their first bill that they're passing is going to be a single subject bill allowing funding to help Israel. None of this omnibus bill, whatever you call it.
Yeah, where they attach half a billion for
Ukraine or wherever, you know, for just Biden himself, just flat out, they should just put that one line in there so it's honest. know. But anyway, so right. So that's his first order of business. So God bless him.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for that.
Yep, you bet.
All right, guys. Well, that wraps it up for this week. You join us each weekday morning at 7 a.m. for the morning commute. That's 7 a.m. Pacific time. And of course, all those shows are uploaded to the Podbean website so that you can download and listen to those at your leisure. But otherwise, we'll see you next Sunday night for the Sunday evening podcast. This is the Voice of the American Redoubt. Stay safe and God bless. God bless the Republic. Good night.